T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's take you out to Flowery Branch. We are joined this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline by Kelsey Conway. She is team reporter for the Atlanta Falcons, and you can read her articles on AtlantaFalcons.com. Morning to you, Kelsey.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
So, Kelsey, what was the overall mood in the locker room after the win?
Well, it was different than we've seen since September 15th. After the game, it was just really light, and the guys were just, even though it was just one win, it was coming off of a bye, finally doing everything they had said that they wanted to do. The tension was just gone. And after the six-game losing skid, after almost every single game, there wasn't, I would say, a bad frustration, but there was frustration, and it kept building each and every week. And the players, you know, were getting upset that they couldn't find the answer as to why they weren't able to get it done on Sundays. And it was like that one game. I know we'll see if they can sustain it this week, but that one game that they won, it was like completely different locker room after the game. The guys were light. There was laughing. We got on the team plane. There were guys standing up in the aisles, cracking jokes. It was a really cool scene, and hopefully they can carry that momentum moving forward.
You know, for all the angst of the first half of the season, to do what they did and have it play out, Kelsey, and again, you know, some Saints fans have been on Twitter with us saying, "Oh, so you won a game? We're still 7-2, and you're still 2-7, and they're talking smack, which is fine. We expect that they would." But it wasn't just, I mean, they treated it as though we, you know, you won a game by 2 points at home against, you know, the Dolphins. This was an end-to-end opening kickoff to final sit-your-butt-on-the-half-yard-line domination of the Saints in the Superdome. I mean, it wasn't like it was ever in doubt.
Right, and I think that's what made the win so special. Of course, any win against your rival is a big deal, but from the players and coaches that I talked to after the game, it was the fact that they executed the game plan entirely, and there wasn't one of those quarters where they had mental lapses. And almost every other game, Falcons have either started off with a rough first quarter or a second quarter. They were able to put together four quarters of the type of football they want to play, and it was the offense doing their job, defense doing their job, special teams doing their job. It was a complete team win, I think, and I think that's what made it so awesome. And the fact that pretty much nobody except for those guys on that team gave the Falcons a chance to win that game.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Kelsey Conway, Atlanta Falcons team reporter. Now, Devontae Freeman, unfortunately, he's hurt. Brian Hill stepping into his role. How excited is Brian about being able to, you know, tote the rock this weekend at the start of the game?
He's excited, but as you'd probably expect, he's downplaying taking over as number one. And I wrote a feature on Brian Hill this summer in training camp when I asked him to talk about his journey. And for those, you know, who don't know the story of Brian Hill, he was drafted in the fifth round by the Falcons. They had really high expectations for him, a big physical back, and Brian Hill was prolific in his college career. And he got here, and they just really didn't see the development and the type of play that they wanted to see from him, and it was almost a disappointment. And Brian Hill said, you know, I really didn't take advantage of every snap like I probably should have. He said, in college, I was just so used to getting the ball all the time that I didn't really have to think, okay, well, if I'm going to get limited carries, I really need to make the most of it. He said he didn't have the right mentality his first time around. And then he got signed to the practice squad. The Cincinnati Bengals picked him up from the practice squad and signed him. And then he was then cut by the Bengals, and the Falcons picked him up. And he said, first time around when he got cut, he more so had the thought, the Falcons are missing out on me. It must be them. And then he said, you know, when you get cut from two teams, it's a really humbling experience, and you start to realize, no, it's actually me. It's not the team. It's me. And he said that entire experience changed his outlook, and ever since then, he's been really dedicated to improving, and you can tell.
Kelsey Conway, Falcons team reporter on the WadeFord.com hotline. Well, the big question surrounding the team is one that we can't know until they play on Sunday, obviously, and that is which team is going to show up, the team that showed up in New Orleans or the team that we saw, you know, struggle so mightily at, you know, on multiple occasions in the first half of the season. But is there, you talk about the mood of the team this week, is there a sense, you know, and I'll be out at Flowery Branch with you today, Kelsey, I'll see you out there. Is there, this will be my first chance to get around the team since the New Orleans game. Is there a sense that they could put together something here in the second half?
Definitely, but they're going to take it one game at a time. I know it's easy for everyone on the outside to start thinking, oh, if they win, you know, X amount of games, is there still a chance for them? But inside the locker room, which I think is the right approach, and I think it starts with the way that DQ approaches everything, they have to take care of Carolina before they can even think about anything other than that, and that's what they're solely focused on, and they know they're going to get. Carolina's coming off of a two-game losing skid. They know they're going to get their best from Carolina, and I think they definitely, it was a confidence boost for sure, but they're just trying to approach this game like they've approached every other game, and that's keeping everything the same, because once you start changing things up and getting up for one game and maybe not the other, that's when the consistency isn't there, and that's not good for teams. So they're continuing on like they have all season, but there's definitely a greater sense of confidence in the locker room.
So who do you feel needs to be the X factor in the game against Carolina to get the win?
Well, Hugh, I'd be curious to get your take on it, but I think the X factor against the Saints was Tack McKinley. Although he didn't have a sack, I think he was a very big part of a lot of the sacks that the Falcons had. And I think, again, against the Panthers, Tack McKinley needs to be the X factor because the type of pressure he was able to generate helped those guys on the defensive line so much. And the way that they were able to get pressure on Drew Brees, if they're able to simulate that against Kyle Allen, I really like the Falcons' chances. So I'm going to go with Tack McKinley as the guy that needs to have another big game for the Falcons.
Yeah, and he's long overdue to get a sack. That cat's been out there working hard.
Yeah, he's almost.
He's been working hard, and he ain't got one yet. So, yeah, I'm pulling for Tack, too.
You know, it's interesting, Kelsey, they always say next man up, but that's not really always an easy thing to do because the next guy might not even be close to the talent level of the previous guy. But in this case this year, we're seeing next man up, Kendall Sheffield as a next man up. We're seeing Brian Hill as a next man up. Will we see Jaden Graham now, if need be, and it looks like need be next man up when it comes to playing tight end?
Absolutely. And DQ said Devontae Freeman and Austin Hooper are long shots to play this weekend. So that would mean it's Jaden Graham's time. And we really haven't got to see him. We've seen him play on special teams a lot. And saw him in the preseason. He showed flashes of what he can do. But, you know, regular season games are a whole different animal. But he said, you know, I'm ready to step up and fill in where they need me. And you can tell he's really excited for the opportunity. He's one of the most, as they say, juiced up players in the locker room. And I think that he wouldn't be on the team if they didn't have full confidence in him. But I'll be interesting to see what type of game Dirk Koetter calls if Austin Hooper is unable to go, because Austin Hooper's been such a big part of that offense. And obviously Jaden Graham's able to do a lot, but he's not able to do the same stuff that Austin Hooper is. So if he can just come in and do what they need him to do and not try and do too much, I think the Falcons will get everything they need out of their backup tight end. But it should be interesting.
Kelsey, appreciate it. See you a little bit later today. Thanks very much for jumping into the program.
Have a great day.
See you guys later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.